from New Jersey's most listened to station. Here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. The Philadelphia Eagles did the unthinkable to win their second ever Lombardi Trophy, destroying the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. The Eagles prevented the Kansas City Chiefs from becoming the first team in the league to win a Super Bowl three-peat. You'll have to dig deeper in your wallet to pay for the rising cost of electricity in New Jersey.
Your monthly electricity bill will increase by between around 17-20% starting June 1st. The Board of Public Utilities announced the staggering rate increases today. The hikes will be felt by customers of JCP&L, PSE&G, Atlantic City Electric, and RICO. In a letter last month, Governor Phil Murphy said New Jersey is experiencing an electricity cost crisis. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Meantime, South Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is blasting the state BPU for these incredible rate hikes, calling on board members to resign, saying the hikes are the results of failed state and federal policy. Having a problem with your EasyPass account? An Ocean County lawmaker wants to hear about it. Assemblyman Paul Kenitra says that fines accrued by EasyPass holders seem to be massively disproportionate to the offense, and he's looking to help solve your issue.
It seems absolutely nuts to us that, you know, on a 75-cent EasyPass, you could get a $50 fine.
Kenitra says he's working on legislation to curtail and put limits on what EasyPass can fine drivers. You can contact him to share your story. Four ex-administrators in the Asbury Park School District say they were fired after blowing the whistle on the Board of Ed, local officials, and teachers for conspiring to inflate students' grades to paint a more rosy picture of the district, the Asbury Park Press first reported. In four separate lawsuits, the group claimed they were fired for uncovering and blowing the whistle on a conspiracy by the district to rig students' grades and attendance records and give high school diplomas to students who should not have graduated. Despite President Trump's executive order to bring back plastic straws and ditch paper ones, they will remain banned in New Jersey. Allentown may be dealing with a bird flu outbreak after dozens of dead geese were found in three parks, Sensi, Heritage, and Dr. Farmers Parks.
We're taking every precaution necessary to keep people safe.
Mayor Thomas Fritz says those parks are closed as they await test results on the geese. Two congressmen are introducing legislation to make September 11th a federal holiday. Tom Suozzi and Brian Fitzpatrick say the bipartisan Patriot Day Act would amend Title V in the U.S. Code to cement 9/11 as a federal day of recognition. Suozzi says the bill to commemorate 9/11 allows people to reflect a day of immense loss as well as one that inspired unity. New Jersey has begun the process of shutting down a controversial aquarium and zoo facility in Middlesex County.
Even before SeaQuest Aquarium opened at Woodbridge Center Mall in 2019, there were animal rights protests concerned over the company's track record in other states. By last year, the facility was on probation. Now, state regulators say SeaQuest will lose several issued permits. With more than 3,500 complaints of animal mistreatment and unhealthy enclosures, some are from former employees who had photographic evidence. The business can appeal the decision. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Parents in Ocean County shocked a superintendent who was charged with drunk driving is back at school. There was no announcement from the Stafford Township School District that Superintendent George Chidiak had returned to work. Chidiak took a leave of absence after being accused of crashing into a utility pole in October while drunk. Parents have a petition going demanding his termination. Trader Joe's limiting eggs to one dozen per customer per day due to the ongoing issues with the supply. On the grocer's website, one dozen pasture-raised large brown eggs cost about $5. Igloo is recalling more than 1 million of its 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers because the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission says the toe handle can pinch fingertips, amputating them in some cases. They were sold at Costco, Target, Dick's, and on Amazon. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Stay tuned to NJ101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available on our free app or at NJ1015.com. Click on demand.